Begin the Karan Daven Set the Yom Daven and Gimel Yom and Alf. Begin the Mas. Begin the words of the Gemara. Shlei Tashlam Penecha. You shouldn't start from the front of the Ketairis that's in front of you, because as you're reaching over towards the outer parchment, you might get burned. So Tari says, Lo Yidana My Kama. I don't understand what Abai is saying. Oh, it's logical, like the one who says that it should be further away and then closer. But the Tanya Ochre Kama says, the fact that it says a Bryce like him over here. What do you mean, Dumaha Bryce? You and Nami Tana look at my head up. Maybe that Tana says the same thing like that other Tana. So what are you proving from one Tana to another Tana when that's exactly what the Machlekes is? Be my Siraim and Atam Mafurish, but then you're going to say, oh, the proof is in the reasoning that that Tana gives. Shalei Tech, but then you shouldn't get burned. Alarikom is Tabi Kamandam, a different logic like this, Mandama. Then it says, but like Bryce and Nami have a Matsalim Hai Tam. Then without a Bryce, you should also said that same reasoning. But then, but Hai Tam is Tabi Kamandam, from the reasoning, but not because that is a Bryce that says like him. That's what it says, Vishamu Shamu Mibu, you could say, Deila Bryce, no, if not for the Bryce, we would not have said that logic on our own. For that few moments to be so concerned that he's going to get burned. But when the Bryce says the Svara, so it's messed up like that, Manda Amma, together with the fact that it's a Tano saying that Svara. Another approach you could say is the Hanuk K Bryce and the Mice Mekar, those two Bryce that we brought that disagree on this point. They were not from the authoritative Bryce of Rechir Rashi. Mice Mahad, the Messiah of Rechir Rashi, and that was taught from one of the authoritative Bryce, and that's what it's saying, Mustabi Command Amma, like that Manda Amma from this Bryce. What's the reason of saying the same idea two times? Oh, one is telling you that it's a mitzvah, one is telling you that it's the mal oshen is giving the akam. Which Tosfos says, it's a wonder to me. Why do you need to spend another pasuk to be ma'akam? Chukah says chukah, which chukah we always know is ma'akam. So you don't need to have a redundancy for ikuv. So it says, there's so much you can say like this. The chukah lekoy al yom kippur. That chukah is only going on yom kippur. Aval ketores the chol hashana, but regarding ketores of all year round, it's a chalakim. That you need the other pasuk ma'akim. Which what's bothering Tosfos is, wait a second. Which he's saying it's not a problem. He says ve'in zemein a teretz mekar kama. This is not the same thing as the previous teretz. Which because there the chad kol yom kippur, he said one pasuk telling you regarding yom kippur, chad kol shavuot, and one pasuk telling you regarding other days of the year. That's what two pasukim are for. But the hashda kama. But here it's saying the tavayu ben yom kippur b'sham yom mitzvashana. In other words, that the two pasukim are both talking about both Yom Kippur and the rest of the year. Just one time on the mitzvah, one time on the akiv. That's not the same as the previous teretz, which is telling you one Yom Kippur, and the different pasuk is talking about Shari Meshach Shalom. Why did they pass away? Not about you, because they gave a ruling in front of their teacher, Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, but Teretz Kainim, Eka, Plukta, Tetanoi, Tuva, Mayad, Tami, Yanish. But since there's actually in the Teretz Kainim, there's a dispute of many Tanoim, why did they get punished? There's one opinion that says because they were that's not appropriate to be eating and drinking and seeing the divine presence at the same time, so they got the punishment from Har Sinai. It just wasn't at that time, it was at a later time. This time, and those that say because they said that when are these two elders referring to Moshe and Aaron going to pass away, that me and you are going to lead this generation, etc. Which in Peri Dal Mises, not Meshulam, also brings his trap. There are those who say the reason why they died was because when they came to do this avoda, they had their hair too long, which a kind is not supposed to. Another mandama says because they were intoxicated, which is also a problem. One says because they were lacking from their kind of garments, which is also a problem in the avoda of the kayin doing the avoda.